way now, and there's going to be, who's going to be the one who's going to light the final torch in Vancouver? You know, light the flame.
Do we know?
I think we do.
Let me think. Robert Bagliati?
He's already got one lit.
Well, then who?
Well, who's the most famous Canadian athlete, do you reckon?
Gretzky?
Probably.
Yeah.
So, let's hope that brings us some luck. Without him being running the team, that can be his appropriate job, I think.
Wait, who was coaching when they won in Salt Lake City?
God, coaching that team.
Wasn't it, like, what was Gretzky doing that? He was involved, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the GM. He was one of the guys putting the team together, and I remember, Pat Quinn, of course, duh.
Oh, okay, because he had such a great record with the Leafs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but this time we've got this consortium of coaches. I think we may have mentioned this last time about that it's not just, you know, any one guy that they put, that there's a whole team of people putting together the team, and then this whole consortium of coaches who are going to be running the thing. So it's not like it's any kind of a dictatorship or one-man show.
Well, that's great because, you know, I think it's proven that committees do a lot better job of coaching hockey teams than one guy.
I don't know if you're kidding, but it's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to be great. I mean, you know, Jacques Lemaire is a very successful coach, and Ken Hitchcock's going to be up in the booth up above watching everything and on the headset down to the team below, and Mike Babcock, you know, several Stanley Cups on his hands. So.
Now, I still can't believe you think that the Russians are a better team.
Well, they are, but the question is can Canada rise up and beat them in a one-game series?
Yeah. Well, of course they can.
You know, as we said, you know, the best player in the last Stanley Cup was a Russian. The player voted by the players in the NHL, who's the best player in the world, has been voted 2 years in a row by the fellow players for Ovechkin, the Russian.
Do you really think of, like... But isn't it kind of a horse race between him and Crosby as the best player in the NHL right now? Like, is Ovechkin, do you think Ovechkin's better than Crosby?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. Ovechkin's the best hockey player on the planet right now. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he has, you know, he has won the Hart Trophy and the Pearson 2 years running. So, I mean, that's pretty convincing right there. But the thing is, of course, it's a team sport. So it's like the one interesting thing is the Russian coach seems to be a little bit loopy. I don't know what's up with him. But, you know, he's sending this sort of taxi squad to Vancouver. Like, I don't know, 7 or 8 guys they're sending there for some reason, but you don't get to make substitutions. So why are those guys being sent? I don't know. And if they don't generate, the whole thing is who gels as a team, and you've got, you know, a few days to do it. And so whichever group solidifies into a team better is the team that's likely going to succeed. So even if Russia has the better players, can they gel into a cohesive unit that works together quicker than the Canadians can?
Right. Yeah, that's always the trick in these kind of tournaments.
Right, because they're all one game elimination series. So.
And is everyone in good shape, Brian? There's no one injured or?
Pardon me?
Everyone's going into it healthy? There's no injuries or?
Yeah, there's a pretty, actually, luckily, across the board, there's a pretty good, almost everybody's going that anybody would want to be going. Timo Solani, who is, I think, the forward of the tournament 4 years ago, is out with a broken jaw of all horrific things.
So that means Finland is not going to win, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking Finland's probably fourth this year because the Swedes have got just a monster of a team as well. And, like, including Henrik Lundqvist in net, who won the gold last time, and the Sedin twins up front are just, you know, tearing up the league this year. And so, you know, I Sweden, Canada, and Russia are the big three, and they're going to likely win the three medals. Now, what order they finish in is yet to be determined.
Now, come on, what about the U.S.?
They also have a really good team and a really good goaltender, but, I mean, you look, but all of these squads are so good. I mean, you know, it's comparing, I don't know, Led Zeppelin to the Beatles or something. I mean, they're all in this very top, you know, strata of teams. So and that's why they're in the Olympics and they're great hockey players. But
so it's going to be very exciting with so many good teams, and any of those four could win.
Yeah, and one of the other tips was, especially for people in the East, is although people will be focused on the Canada games, do not miss the midnight games. Each day there's three hockey games, and one of them's at 3 in the afternoon, one's at 7 at night, and one's at midnight Eastern time. And those midnight games are going to be the two Russian games, and then on the final Sunday it'll be the Sweden-Finland game. So your late games each night are going to be just to die for as well, not just the Canadian games, you know. Tune in to more than that.
Okay, Brian, we just have a listener or viewer just called in. Apparently, what did they say, tell you? And what did they say? We have a report, Brian, that Teemu Selänne is back. He's going to be on the Finnish squad.
Oh, great! Well, that's a quick response. Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of thatradio.com.
Because you can play without you don't need your jaw to play hockey, right?
Right, but you do need it to eat, and we wouldn't want the poor guy being malnourished.
Well, they can give him intravenous while he's in the, you know, sitting on the bench.
Could be done.
Just like, you know, okay.
How about attendance, Brian? Are all the tickets sold out for all the games? Or?
Yes, I understand it, yeah. And people were surprisingly able to get tickets for the non-Canada games. Forget about going to the Canada games, but, you know, you could have gotten tickets for, you know, Finland-Sweden type of games as well. Oh, and have you guys seen the, you could probably call it up, Classified, that the rapper from the Maritimes did this fantastic new version of O Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
Listen
for
that.
Great. It's kind of half rap, half O Canada.
Oh, I saw the picture of it in the paper. They showed a big...
Oh, did they? Good for him.
Yeah, they showed a big picture of all the people that were in the making of the video. So
right, it was all local people out there.
Just give me a thumbs up when you get it. Classified O Canada.
Right, it's on YouTube. Everywhere.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be a great way. It'll be a great outro.
Yeah.
And that really got me stoked up. And I'll tell you, it's, from a hockey perspective, it's going to be great if Russia wins because they're so good. But it's going to be emotional if Canada wins. Like, I'll just be, you know, tears will just be rolling down my face if that happens. It's going to hear our national anthem played at the end of the hockey tournament with our boys with gold around their necks, that's going to be.
And
the other great thing is, like, it's good that we're not heavily favored because, I don't know, that takes something away from it. The idea that we're going into this thing as underdogs.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have to rise up. Our little
right.
puny 30 million population country has got to beat 150 million Russians, you know?
Yeah. No, that's exciting because, you know, it's when we're favored, then we got everything to lose,
mm-hmm.
right? This way we got everything to win.
Right.
Which
So it's just going to be, you know, just mind-blowingly great. And then the one thing is, too, you know, Canada's never won a gold medal at home, right?
Of course not.
So, and if the women's hockey team can do it again like they did it in Salt Lake, then they will have actually won the gold. I think their game is the day before. So, I mean, it really, it's just set up for this, you know, this David and Goliath story, you know, to win it, for Canada to win at home. It's going to, like, it's just writing itself to be this all-time greatest hockey narrative since, you know, 72.
Okay, fantastic, Brian.
Is everything set up for the outdoor venues to be broadcasting them?
The outdoor? Oh, in Toronto, no. I don't. All the cities across the country, as we mentioned, are going to be hosting different outdoor screens in all the big cities to have free outdoor gatherings. So as we get closer, we'll be able to provide those details. hotels in 12 okay. main cities across Canada, because that's, you want to be in a sea of red, mm-hmm. high-fiving other people until your hands go numb at this puppy.
Yeah. So, Brian, when's that game against Norway? Down at the IMAX?
Yeah, the opening game against Norway on the 18th yeah. is going to be, or is that the one on the 16th, is going to be, we're going to do this big summit at the Cineplex Theaters.
Yeah.
The opening game on Tuesday the 16th, because I've never seen a live hockey game on an IMAX screen.
Me
neither. It's
going
to be mind-blowing. So opening game, I recommend going seeing one at a movie theater first, and then for the second game against Switzerland, I'm going to be outside at the giant screens.
Wow.
Okay, Brian. Okay, we're going to do this again next Thursday, right?
Okay.
And, and where can people get and stay in touch with your fantastic stuff that you do?
Everything that you ever wanted to know about the upcoming Olympics, including team rosters and schedules and breakdowns and rule changes for the Olympics, are all at brianhassett.com, as always.
Two S's, two T's. Okay, Brian, thanks.
Okay, you hockey nuts.
All right. Now, we think we got that classified video. We got something.